Following the sad and tragic loss of a much-loved family member, a local family have actually set about raising funds to launch a man club in Bridlington. And I'm very pleased to say that I'm joined by two members of that family, Chrissy and Wendy. Ladies, welcome to Bridlington Gold. Firstly, I've got to say I'm so sorry for your loss, and I presume that is what sort of prompted you to start this amazing appeal. Is that right?
That's right. My son took his own life sort of 2 years ago now, sort of only just really ready to start getting into this fundraising. Right. So, yes, basically, Andy's Man Club, we're trying to get a club open in Bridlington, and I do think that had that have been there then, things could have been different, simply because I think men find it difficult to talk anyway, but I think it's even harder for them to talk to a family member, or that seems to be the gist that we're getting from people.
Yeah, I think fellas are sort of not as good as at opening up. So tell us a little bit, I mean, Andy's Man Clubs, that there are already some of these set up. Tell us a little bit about the work that they do.
At the moment, they've got 40 clubs open. They are looking at opening one in Bridlington. Obviously, we need to raise the funds. The club would be every Monday. It's every Monday up and down the country at 7 p.m. It's just like a quiet, safe, open environment, really, where there's no judging going on. Obviously, not everybody's ever in the same boat, but you know, everyone's struggling a little bit. Like, you don't have to have a diagnosis to go. There's no massive waiting list or anything like that. It's just, you know, whether you've got just something to get off your chest or you are really struggling, it's mm-hmm. just a friendly group of men. You can get together, have a chat, have a cup of tea.
Yeah.
And it's like on the Monday as well, then there's you get put into a group chat as well. So then there's like, you've always got somebody there to talk to.
Like you said, people don't have to be diagnosed with depression or anything like that.
Really, no.
It's open to anybody, and it's just somewhere where they can go. It's non-judgmental, and they can literally open up. Like Wendy said, it's probably easier, crazy as it sounds, it's probably easier to talk to a stranger than a family member or somebody close to you. Is that the case? Is that what people have found?
Yeah, agree with you there. And like, you wouldn't even have to, it's not like you have to go there and open and voice out all your problems. Like, you can just, you might be able to help somebody else that's struggling there. Like my partner Aaron went and he wanted to get the feel of it, you know, see what it's all about. And he said it wasn't anything that he expected. It was literally, yes, there was all strangers, but he said it was just nice to be able to talk to other men about like what they're going through and stuff like that. He said it was just a nice group to attend to.
Yeah, I suppose it's a case of a lot of people think they're on their own, that they're the only person that's got this sort of problem. When you're inside looking out, it must feel like that. But I suppose by going to one of these clubs, you're interacting with people who can say, well, yes, I've been there, I know exactly what you're going through, and I can help because what I did was, you know, X, Y, Z, and found it helpful. And I'm presuming that is the sort of thing.
Definitely. And they can like put you, you know, if you're needing like more support, like the Samaritans and stuff like that, they can give you all the details for the Samaritans and all.
So they can point you in the right direction if they can't literally themselves help, which is brilliant. So Chrissy, what do people have to do if they'd like to know more, if they'd like to get in touch with you, or if they'd like to help with the fundraising, with a donation, etc.? How can they get in touch with you?
We've got a Facebook group called Scott's Hot Roast and his Man Club fundraiser page. There's always stuff going on there. We're always giving updates. We've got a sponsored walk happening. All the details are on there. We've been doing raffles and stuff. To open a new group in Bridlington, it costs £1,500. At the moment, we are at £1,212.12.
Wow, so not far to go. Now, I'm presuming that is to open the club. Will there be sort of ongoing costs involved?
There will be, mainly like the small things, like the teas, the coffees, the need stuff like that. Obviously, for the
just to keep the club running, you know, they will still need money. So we will carry on the fundraising.
I was going to say, it's going to be an ongoing thing.
Definitely. I mean, we're pushing it and pushing it at the minute because we really want to get this club open. Like Chrissy said, a partner went. Well, a partner is actually my other son, and he just wanted to go and see. And, you know, we are all in agreement that I just want to get out there. We're doing all this fundraising, but we just want to make people aware as well. You don't have to, you know, give us money or anything if you don't want to, but we just want to get out to as many men and young men out there that, you know, there is help. And, you know, you'd be more than welcomed if you went to one of these clubs. It's about awareness as well as fundraising.
Quite. And in doing so, hopefully, you will be able to prevent other families going through what you went through, which is absolutely tragic. So we will continue to support this on Bridlington Gold. Chrissy, Wendy, thank you so much for your time. It's been great chatting to you. I wish you the very best of luck going forward. And as I say, hopefully we'll get an update. We'll talk to you again and just check out exactly how things are going. Once again, Wendy, Chrissy, I wish you all the very best. We will keep in touch, as I say, and we'll keep an eye on this. We'll also keep promoting it for you and supporting you in any way we can on Bridlington Gold. Ladies, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you very much. Thank you.